It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show on a Thursday here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Tonight, Wizards basketball follows us. Tomorrow, we have the Capitals, as Alex Ovechkin is just three goals away from Wayne Gretzky's all-time record. We'll have some coverage of that tomorrow. I think, Anthony, we might have to have Steve Wino on the show tomorrow. Because, one, Wino's the AP's national hockey writer and one of the best guys covering the NHL, period, out there at all. Two, apparently Wawa's expanding in Northern Virginia. I saw that headline today. And Steve Wino is also the Wawa correspondent in Washington, D.C. media. So it feels like we have to have Wino on the show tomorrow.
Let's do it, baby.
All right. So we'll do that tomorrow. But we're going to start today's show with a quiz for Anthony Haney. Anthony knows this quiz is coming, although he does not know what the quiz is going to be. And the premise here is to talk about the Commanders' options to acquire a playmaker, and specifically a running back, in the NFL draft. Because this has become a popular thing to mock to them, either a running back at the end of the first round at 29, or certainly acquiring one in the second round. And so what I wanted to do was quiz Anthony on the recent history of the Commanders' leading rushers. So your quiz, Anthony, is going to be, very simply, can you name the leading rusher on the Washington franchise? We're going to go all the way back to Alfred Morris.
Okay.
And the Alfred Morris years. And what I want to do in doing this is two things. First, figure out how the Commanders acquired that player. Right? So we're going to find out recently, how did they acquire their leading rushers? Did they spend high draft capital, no draft capital? Where do these guys come from? And then I think it's worth asking at the end of this quiz, was that even a useful exercise? Because do they need to actually be better in these categories? Because maybe we've discovered that, to get the leading rusher that has a pretty good season, you don't actually have to spend that much draft capital. But maybe if the Commanders had at times and had better playmakers, maybe they would have had better results. So let's go through the, and also we get to, have some fun along the way and see if Anthony can remember anything. I thought about, do we recruit a third person and quiz us both? But I'm just going to quiz you, Anthony.
Okay.
Who was the Commanders' leading rusher last year?
Jaden Daniels.
That is correct. He was taken with the second overall pick. He's also a quarterback, so a little bit different. Who was the Commanders' leading rusher in 2023? Hint, he was also their leading rusher in 2022.
Brian Robinson.
That is correct. So you have a third-round pick who is your leading rusher, which I think is pretty common across the NFL, that you can find backs that if you give them carries, they will play pretty well. Now, 2 years ago was the Sam Howell, Eric Bieniemy year. They didn't rush for anything. Their rushing yard rankings were terrible. Their offense was absolutely god-awful. But 2 years ago, the final year of Scott Turner, like, Brian Robinson had a pretty decent year. Brian Robinson in the past 2 years, or I should say the past 3 years, 2022 was his rookie year, had 797 yards. 2023, he had 733 yards, despite the fact that he had, so that's what, 60-something less yards on 20-something, or sorry, 30-something less carries. Mm. So, or maybe it was 28 less carries. The average floating right around 4 yards per. Last year with a better running game overall, split the difference on carries, had a career high 799 yards. It's just that Jaden had more.
Yeah.
So Brian Robinson, currently the leader in the clubhouse. The previous 2 years, 2021, 2020, who was the Washington football team's leading rusher? And at that time, that's not me making a joke, it was actually the Washington football team.
Antonio Gibson?
That is correct.
Okay.
Antonio Gibson in those 2 years, he had, 2020 and 2021, 795 and 1,037 yards. So that includes a 1,000-yard rushing season for Antonio Gibson in 2021. And he was a third-round pick as well, if I'm remembering correctly.
Or late?
No, third round, 66th overall. Okay. So, again, so two 4 years in a row, rookie contract guys. Now we get fun. Who is the Commanders or the Washington franchise's leading rusher in 2019? He was also the leader in 2018.
2019 is Terry's rookie year?
Yes.
And you say he was the leading rusher in 2018 too?
Yes.
So it's not Chris Thompson?
No.
2018,
he was over 1,000 yards.
2018, I'm blanking.
Adrian Peterson.
Oh my gosh.
So, free agent, signed in training camp, 1,042 yards in 2018, 898 in 2019.
God, yeah, I definitely forgot AP was on our team.
Yep. That followed 2017 when who was the leading rusher?
I'm going to do bad. Fat Rob Kelly.
Everything is really.
Chris Thompson.
No, the fact that you just pulled Fat Rob Kelly is amazing. He's the correct answer in 2016. In 2017, with 603 yards, fourth round pick, Samaje Perine.
Okay.
Was Washington's leading rusher. 2016.
Rob Kelly.
Rob Kelly. I used to have a Fat Rob sweatshirt and everything. Fat Rob had, man, I can't believe that dude only played 3 years in the league. 704 yards in his rookie season.
Mm.
Year before that.
This 2015?
2015.
2015. Is that Alfred Morris's last year?
That was Alfred Morris's last year. He was the leading rusher all the way back to his rookie year in 2012.
Yeah.
In those years, he had 751 yards rushing his final year in Washington. 1,000 yards 2014, 1,200 in 2013, 1,600 in 2012. So Alf was a sixth round pick. Kelly, I believe, was an undrafted free agent. So the taking Jaden Daniels out of it, you either have a training camp signee that you brought back in Adrian Peterson, who was obviously a first round pick, but a decade prior, or a pair of third round picks in Ryan Robinson and Antonio Gibson as your leading rushers. This is kind of how the NFL goes. By the way, Anthony, well done.
Thank you, sir.
Very, very well
done. I was very upset, though, that Chris Thompson wasn't somewhere. Because I know he caught a lot of passes out the backfield.
He
did. That's what it was.
I think in total yardage, he might have gotten a couple of those years. Certainly, like, the year that Perine had, like, 600 yards. Unless that was the year that Chris broke his leg in New Orleans. He probably had the team's leading all-purpose yard guy that year. Although, that 2017, Deshaun might have still been here. Anyway, the point is, running back is a position where you can find guys that can do a job anywhere. Think of all the guys that have had big games here over the years. I think of all the different guys I covered. Guys like Capri Bibbs, who looked really good in short bursts. And that is the nature of that position. It is a position where there's a lot of dudes who grew up playing running back because they were the best athletes all over the country, got, you know, pared down at the college level, and then they get to the pros and they can still do a lot of the running back stuff at a decently high level. And if they have a good O-line, like, it's, if you're a good college running back averaging 4 yards a carry in the NFL behind a good offensive line, relatively speaking to translating to other positions, is not that hard. What makes really great running backs, and what I think the question becomes for the Commanders in this draft, is there a guy that's distinctly better than that? Obviously, Ashton Jeanty is the souped-up golden version of it, right? He sees it better than most guys see it. He's quicker. He's stronger. He's got good speed. He also catches the ball out of the backfield. He also blocks. He's a true three-down player who can do everything. And if that's what you're looking for, that is rare. The other part of the running back equation and why spending early round picks is typically not worth it is you want guys with early round picks that you're going to want to give a second contract to. And the nature of the position is you typically don't want to give a running back a second contract because most of them are not worth it. It becomes a quick diminishing returns. You pay a guy a bunch of money because he's produced and then he falls off the age cliff and you're in trouble. Now you got to go replace him with a rookie anyway. So this is the dilemma that I think the Commanders are in. Because I think that a really dynamic playmaking running back would go a long way to help Jaden Daniels in this offense. If you can have that easy button, you see what it does for even the best quarterbacks. I mean, I was going to say Jalen Hurts and getting Saquon, but their offensive line, everything, like, that's, I want to say it's a unique situation, but it's a fairly unique situation. But think about how much Drew Brees was helped over the years. Right? Drew Brees, I'm not trying to take anything away from Drew Brees. Hall of Famer, first ballot, as he should be, one of the greats, holds, you know, passing records, the whole deal. But Brees had Mark Ingram, he had Alvin Kamara, he had, I think early, he had Deuce McAllister.
Yep.
Going all the way back. They always, with Sean Payton, could run the football. And I think you see in Denver how much Sean Payton can take a guy. And they want to upgrade dramatically at running back. And I think that also is, like, kind of the point, right? Last year, they found some young guys who could play enough for them to support Bo Nix, who's no Drew Brees, at least not yet. And they're looking this year in the draft, and they're like, can we please get Omarion Hampton at 20? Like, because Sean Payton wants a dynamic playmaker. He realizes how helpful it can be. So, again, not saying that, you know, Peyton Manning, Edgerrin James, Marshall Faulk, like, that, you know, that's when he was at his absolute best, is when you could play off of that running game. And you have guys that can just be an easy button for your quarterback. And so for guys like Travion Henderson, who are kind of up in that range of, like, is this guy a fringe first round pick? I don't hate the idea for Washington if there's nobody else on defense, especially, that you feel really strongly and passionately about. But I'm also wary of overspending when you can find maybe not great players, but really, really, really good backs. Third, fourth, fifth, Alfred Morris, sixth round, basically every year in the draft. So this is kind of the question that I have for folks on the phones. 301-230-0980. Let's say the Commanders use one of their first two picks on a running back. You good with that? 301-230-0980. Anthony and I will chime in more heavily, and we'll take your calls next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.